When organizers of the first Bloomington Normal Sister Cities delegation with Vladimir Russia get together this week, 30 years after their first visit, it won't be to discuss politics. It will be how people from opposite sides of the Cold War used citizen diplomacy to foster global understanding during a tense time. Joe Graybill and then Normal Mayor Paul Harmon are among those taking in part in a roundtable discussion on the Sister Cities program at First United Methodist Church in Normal tomorrow night. They'll be joined by Vladimir's then-Deputy Mayor, Volodya Musatov. Graybill tells GLT's Eric Stock the Sister Cities partnership started when six Bloomington Normal residents attended a conference on ways they could reach out to the Soviet Union.
Each of us had participated in some way with trying to prevent nuclear warfare, protesting through Sane Freeze and other organizations, and we thought that relating to real people would be more interesting than protesting because we didn't think anybody was listening. And if you go visit somebody, somebody will be listening.
I want to bring in Paul Harmon, who was the mayor of the town of Normal at that time. Explain how you became involved in this effort.
Well, the people who were working on the program were talking to me as they worked on it to see if the town would be interested in recognizing the program with Vladimir and with Canterbury.
Canterbury, England.
Yeah, Canterbury, England. And in 1988, we had the opportunity, my wife and I, to go on a trip to the Soviet Union. And among the things we did was have a reception at which the then American ambassador to the Soviet Union attended, and I had the opportunity to ask him what he thought about these kind of people-to-people programs, and he was very supportive. He said, this is the only way that things are ever going to work out is to have people-to-people programs, and so that just made me more enthused about supporting the program.
And the mayor of Vladimir is also joining us, Volodya Musatov. And from what I understand, Bloomington Normal was not your first choice. Explain how it came to be and how Bloomington Normal became a sister city for Vladimir and what you were looking for in a sister city.
Well, once I was suggested to meet the group of Americans in the Pedagogical Institute in Vladimir. And I told them about economy of Vladimir, and Joseph Graybill asked me if it's possible to make sister city relations between Vladimir and Bloomington Normal. But 1 year before, we had already agreed with the Canterbury, Great Britain, to establish sister city relations. And they proposed us to make three ways of relations between United States of America, Russia, or Soviet Union at that time, and Great Britain. And I told Joseph that we had already discussed this matter, and if they would agree to enter these three towns' relations, so probably I will discuss it with the Canterbury people first, and then match them between Canterbury and Bloomington Normal, and it proved to be a good success.
Now, of course, global tensions were high at the time, particularly between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, still the height of the Cold War. How long, Joe, did you have to sort of walk on eggshells, and was there any concern about trust, and how long before that was washed away?
Well, citizen diplomacy takes place in a kind of special cocoon that's separate from political tensions. So we were aware that there were such things as monitoring of our conversations by the KGB, but when we met people, we received hospitality that was unprecedented in terms of graciousness and so we felt welcomed, and people hug. And so we felt like we were at home in many ways.
What surprised you the most about your time there and the Russian people?
I had so many surprises, I can't tell you about them all. I'll tell you about one. In the city of Vladimir, they don't have grass lawns. anything can grow. And I saw dandelion, odovanchuk is what they call it in Russian. I saw dandelions growing everywhere and cows grazing in the city. And I could walk everywhere because people didn't have up fences. So I cut through people's dandelions when I was going someplace. That was I liked that. It was wild right in the city.
And Mayor Harmon, I want to get your perspective on what expectations you brought to this in traveling to Vladimir for the first time. And did it meet, surpass your expectations, or anything that caught you off guard about the experience?
Well, fortunately, we had been there the year before, so I had been to the country before. But the traveling to Vladimir, I would echo what Joe just said. The hospitality was just over the top. We were very welcomed, and the people were very friendly. And you mentioned the Cold War. Well, it was kind of winding down at that point. There was a lot going on, and in fact, one of the officials from the city told me at the time that things were moving forward. So I didn't, on either trip that I've been to that part of the country, I have never felt any angst or anything about visiting the Soviet Union. Or, and just recently, we visited now that it's Russia. And the overwhelming hospitality we were shown was really impressive. And I will have to add, the amount of vodka we drank was also very impressive.
Did you bring any back for the rest of us?
It would be long gone if I had.
I imagine so. As we continue on Sound Ideas with Joe Graybill and Paul Harmon, who are two of the founders of the Bloomington Normal Sister Cities program with Vladimir, Russia, and then Vladimir Mayor Volodya Musatov is also joining us. And Mayor, what did you learn about the American people in your time interacting with them as they made their first couple of trips onto your soil?
The fact is that it was very interesting to meet American people. We had a lot of information about life here in the United States and in other countries. But the meeting people was extremely interesting for us because we had very little opportunities to communicate with foreigners. And of course, it was a challenge for us. And of course, I was dreaming for 30 years to come here to Bloomington Normal after establishing relationships. But unfortunately, I had no chance. But this time, people invited me, and I'm happy to be here at least the first time in 30 years.
So that's amazing that in all this time that you not had the opportunity to make it here to the U.S., and now you're here.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm happy.
So how much time will you be spending here in Illinois?
I'll be here just for a week.
Do you have a rundown of the places that you're going to visit and things that you're going to do here?
Well, we have a good program which Sister City Committee of Bloomington Normal prepared for us. And of course, it would be interesting for me to visit some places connected with, for instance, with Abraham Lincoln and to see Chicago. It would be very interesting to see Illinois State University buildings and maybe meet people from there.
As Mayor Harmon had talked about, the Cold War was sort of thawing at that point, but I suppose the issue of politics at the time may have been something you wanted to avoid, but was probably the elephant in the room. Was it sort of like, you know, the family dinner over Thanksgiving? You know, certain topics that you don't talk about, or were you guys all comfortable in discussing those issues coming from very different vantage points? I'll start with you, Joe.
No, we didn't talk about the big political issues when we were in formal discussion. We were very much aware of what Gorbachev was doing with glasnost and perestroika. We watched him on television. So there were certain comments about these things, but that's not what we discussed. We discussed what kind of exchanges we wanted to do. So we began with some of our athletes here at Illinois State going over right at the very beginning to participate in what was called Vladimir Days. It still exists. It's a day of celebration of the city. And so they participated in that. So we talked about what were the kinds of exchanges that we could do. So there were university exchanges of professors, of presidents, of students, just in all areas, actually, photographers, artists.
And, of course, a lot of this Sister Cities is about not only meeting people from across the globe, but also sharing of ideas, sharing of resources. And, Paul, the U.S. government and Russian governments, of course, were and are quite different. But I want to get your perspective as someone who's been involved in government and has been involved in public life for many years here. What stands out most to you about the differences? And were there any ideas or concepts that were useful and you may have brought back here?
Well, we really didn't talk about in great detail how the city system worked in Vladimir, but we did get a good impression of the city overall in terms of visiting public facilities and attending events in different kinds of facilities that the city had. So we could see the sort of the kind of things that the city was involved with. And I think that cities the world over have to sort of run on their own. You know, it was very much a learning experience from that point of view. The outreach by Vladimir to the greater world at that time was really just beginning. And it's my understanding, while I've not been back, that I wouldn't recognize the city today as the city we visited 30 years ago.
As I imagine someone would say if they last visited Bloomington Normal 30 years ago, right?
Well, that's true about Bloomington Normal, yes.
And as we continue on Sound Ideas with Paul Harmon, Joe Graybill, and Volodya Musatov, I want to start with you, Mr. Mayor, making your first trip from Vladimir in the 30 years since the Sister City arrangement first began. What do you think the legacy of this partnership has been and will be in the future for the two communities and the two countries?
Well, I think that future would be very interesting as well as it was the past. Now we are going to involve more young people in these relations. And I think they will find maybe other challenges, other ways of relations. For instance, I hope that they will be interested in exchanging in cultural, educational, and other spheres of the life of communities. And we hope that young people will continue our beginning and continue these relations for many, many years ahead.
And Joe Graybill, I'll turn to you for that question. What the legacy of the partnership has been and what you hope it will continue to be at a time when, of course, the relations have changed quite a bit since the 1980s, but it still has its uncertainty in the future.
What has happened is that the lives of the individuals who have been directly involved in this have changed dramatically. One of the founders, Jim Sennett, his son married a Russian exchange student. And then they had two children. They are now 14. They're twins. And they speak fluent Russian. And the mother of his daughter-in-law comes over from Moscow several times a year. And he said at the end of my interviewing him, he's living in Florida right now, he said, I am living in a Russian family. So now when we started, nobody could have said that. And so people's personal lives have changed dramatically forever. So we have close friends like Volodya Musatov. We've kept in contact, and from the beginning, I felt like he's a friend. So it's not about politics. It's about friendship, or as we sometimes say, arms are for embracing.
And Paul Harmon, your perspective on the legacy of the Vladimir, Bloomington-Normal, and Canterbury Sister Cities program over the last 30 years and into the future.
I think the biggest legacy is that it continues to exist and prosper, and that the people involved with the program continue to find out new ways in which they can cooperate and work together. As I said earlier, the way to solve a lot of the world's problems is for the world's people to get to know each other, and there's really no better way to do that than through a program like this.
That's former Mayor Paul Harmon and Joe Graybill from the Bloomington Normal Sister Cities program with former Vladimir Russia Deputy Mayor Volodya Musatov. The roundtable discussion at First United Methodist Church in Normal will be tomorrow night and begins at 7 p.m.